With the Winter Olympics still buzzing in our collective head, another competition is coming to the area. WGI Sports of the Arts is bringing the Mideast Color Guard, Percussion, and Winds Power Regionals to town late in March. Crystal Walker is here from WGI to explain all of this. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
Okay, so first off, what does WGI stand for? It's Winter Guard International. What is that organization?
Winter Guard International is an organization that was founded back in 1977, and it was designed to bring together groups from across the country and really across the world to celebrate this indoor marching activity. If you're familiar with DCI, Drum Corps International, we're pretty much a sister organization of that. They happen in the summer, and then we happen in the winter. And so we celebrated our 40th anniversary last year of competition. We had our first world championships in 1978, so we're coming up, I guess, technically on our 40th world championships this season, even though it's our 41st year of operation.
You mentioned world competition. So, you know, what countries are involved in this? Of course, you're talking here in the United States, and I'm assuming Canada has a big presence as well. What other countries, like how far does this go?
This year, we hosted 4 international events. We had our first WGI Japan regional in January. And then back in the fall, we also held events in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. So we've got a strong presence in all of the Asian countries, and we've held competitions in Europe as well. And we do have groups from Europe, like the Netherlands, that come and compete at world championships every year.
What exactly are we talking about with the competitions? I mean, you got a really big name here for the event coming to town. Mideast Color Guard, Percussion, and Winds Power Regionals. So let me ask first about the word power. What makes these regionals power?
So we host regional events all over the country from the beginning of February through March. And then the last 2 weekends of competition, we have these power regionals, which are bigger events than our traditional regional. And it brings in groups from probably anywhere from 5 to 15 surrounding states from where the power regional location is. So it's quite a bit bigger. A lot more groups are participating in these power regionals. And really, it's the warm-up for our world championship event that'll happen a couple weeks after these power regionals.
Are these like high school or college bands? What will people see and hear at these competitions?
So we have some high school groups and then also some independent groups that compete with us. Independent groups could be colleges or universities, or they could just be a group that's founded in a particular community. We do have color guards, which consists of flags, mock rifles, and sabers. So if you think of marching band out on a football field, it's all of the people that don't have an instrument that you'll see putting their program to a music in a gym. And then we also have percussion, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's the front ensemble, which is like the vibraphone, marimba, all of those instruments that don't march well, as well as the marching percussion, so your snare drums, your tenor, bass drums, cymbals, those things. And so they will put together a program and march to a drill set in the gym. And then also the Winds division is essentially a miniature marching band. So it's a great opportunity for maybe smaller schools that don't have a large enough base to have a full-size marching band to fill a 100-yard football stadium. This is a great venue for them to be able to still experience the marching arts because it is a smaller stage, so they don't need as many members. But the Winds division can include any instrumentation. We have some groups that have even string instruments, but it's also brass, woodwinds, percussion. It can include color guard. The Winds division really gives our directors the flexibility to include anything that you would see in a traditional marching band, or maybe even not, into their program.
So what are the groups actually competing for?
So, of course, they're always competing for those top spots of first place. But our organization focuses more on the educational aspect of things, and we really strive to help these performers grow as individuals, grow as performers, fine-tune their craft on their instruments or on the equipment that they're using, and really just be the best versions of themselves that they can become. Any director that you talk to of these groups is just proud of their kids and wants to see them be the best versions of themselves that they can be.
Now, this sounds like a pretty big deal. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of kids, young people. Their parents will be traveling with them as well. And you've got events scheduled for a couple of days, March 24th and 5th. I mean, this sounds like a big deal that you've actually spread out to two different venues, Xavier University and also Northern Kentucky University. Is the scale of these events something that commands so much time and space, really, you know?
Yes. So for the Color Guard event, we have 80 groups coming from 9 different surrounding states, and each group performs for anywhere from 5 to 9 minutes. So with 80 groups, one day will be prelims, and then we'll cut that down, and then the second day will be finals. So they'll actually compete twice during the weekend, but 80 groups to get through in one day, it will be a long day. And then on the percussion and wind side of things, they'll actually be at the same venue, and we have 36 percussion groups and 7 winds groups. So their day won't be quite as long as Color Guard, but it's still a lot of groups to get through performance. So yes, we absolutely need 2 venues, and it is all hands on deck all weekend long.
Well, now obviously the stands are going to be filled with friends and families from the represented communities, from the schools and colleges, but what is there in these competitions for people who are not related to the actual participants? I mean, what's in it for everybody else?
It's a fun day. It is a family-friendly activity. I have a 4-year-old son who comes and loves to watch. We have no connection to any members in the groups, but it's really just an awesome way for members of the community to experience this indoor marching arts activity and just have a fun-filled day watching these performers. I mean, it truly is a sport. It's also an art, and it's performances like you've never seen before.
And people can get to see these on March 24th and 25th at Xavier University and Northern Kentucky University. That's where the WGI Sports of the Arts is holding their regionals, the Power Regionals. I like to say that, Power Regionals. And we've been speaking with Crystal Walker, who is from WGI Sports of the Arts. Thank you very much for just explaining what will be going on here.
Thank you, Frank.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
1, 2, 3, 4!